This is KTOO Public Media's Juno Afternoon, and it's about 14 minutes until the top of the hour. Our next guest is with Juno Composts to teach us how to get hockey players to rake our leaves, among other things. Lisa Doherty, the founder of Juno Composts, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me.
So we'll get to the hockey part and leaves in a minute, but Juno Composts, how many years have you been in business now?
So it's been 2.5 years. The beginning was kind of a slow start. So I would say 2 years we've been really in production.
And about how many pounds of compost or compostable stuff have you saved from the dump at this point?
We just surpassed 200,000 pounds last week.
So wow.
Pretty good milestone.
200,000 pounds. What's that look like? Where are you located and what does 200,000 pounds of compost look like?
Well, when you collect it, it's big, but then it composts down and then you're left with almost nothing. And so if you went out to the site and you thought, oh man, there's 150,000 pounds of food here, you would have no idea. You'd be like, there's no way. So that's kind of cool. But we are located in Lemon Creek. We just moved there in the spring. And so there's not technically an address, but to get there, go like you're going to Costco and you get on Anka Street and there's a gravel pit back there and there'll be scales and signs that say the Hall Road and it turns into a dirt road. So you just take that dirt road and keep going left where it veers and then you can't miss us. There's a big sign, Juno Composts, and that's where we're at.
Okay. And let me back up just a little bit. You know, KTOO Public Media, we are a client of yours. We fill our 5-gallon buckets with compost, and then we go put those in a garbage can once a week, and you come pick it up. About how many customers do you have now, like us and residential?
Combined, there's about 250 subscribers.
Okay.
Which is mostly residential.
And so for listeners right now, if they wanted to get involved, what's the easiest way to do that?
You can just go to junocomposts.com and there's a sign up form there. You can also find more information there. But basically, you just tell us your address and we will deliver whatever you want delivered. If you need a bucket, if you need bags, if you just want some shiny stickers for your car, we drop it off. And then the next week you start service.
And can you go in as an individual house? Or can you go in as a collective? How's that work?
Yeah, so there's a couple different options. You're welcome to sign up by yourself, of course. Or if you want a reduced rate, you can form what's called a hub. And so in a hub, you basically are pooling together with your neighbors or friends or coworkers to make a centralized drop-off spot. So each household will sign up, they'll get their own bucket, they'll be getting their own invoices, but then all of the buckets will get set out at the curb at the one hub host.
Okay.
And so that's just a way that I thought of to build some community and also provide people with the option to have a lower rate.
Got it. And about how much would it cost a person to get involved with that?
So hubs are $12.50 a month and solo rate is $25 a month.
Okay. What can we compost these days?
So if it grows, it goes is kind of the saying in compost lingo. Basically, if it was alive, you know, it's compostable. And the only thing that I exclude is seafood and meat. And that's because I don't want to have bear issues at the curb. It would compost fine, but I'm just not willing to go there quite yet. And so any food, if it's cooked, if it's raw, if it's moldy, no matter how nasty it is, you can scrape it in your bucket. But then also things like shredded paper or Q-tips or dog hair or what you sweep up off the floor are all things that can go in your bucket.
Got it. And if we wanted to reap the benefits of all of that, is it possible to go and get soil from you?
Yeah. So I sell finished compost. It's a long process for sure. And so we've had distributions, I think, probably 4 times so far. And so right now we actually still have some finished compost for sale. It's by the bag in 5-gallon or 10-gallon increments. And we don't really have open hours at our compost site, but if you just send an email or give a call, we can deliver it to you or arrange a time for pickup.
Okay. And probably great in the spring as well when we get our gardens going again.
Yeah.
Okay. Is it leaf season for you now?
It is. It's starting. Some places the leaves are falling. Other places they're beautiful and just hanging on still. And so one of the new things that we have this year is our site is open to the public for leaf drop-off. And so if you have leaves, you're welcome to bring them there. But kind of what I'm really excited about this year is we're partnering with the Juno Douglas hockey, I don't even remember, JDIA, what it stands for. But it's the hockey team over on Douglas, and the 12U players, so they're 11 and 12-year-olds, they are ready to do some work to earn money to go to the state tournament later this winter. So you can sign up to have your yard raked, and a crew will come out. They'll rake up the leaves. They'll bag them up. You give them a donation, and then they'll haul them away to my site where I will compost them with Juno's food scraps.
I think our timing's good. It's supposed to get really windy tonight. I was looking at the maple trees around my house. I know that they're going to be bare soon.
Yeah, and so the kids are going out for their first raking session this weekend, but we are definitely going to have a later weekend in probably a couple weeks when more leaves have fallen too.
Okay, so hockey players can come to your house this weekend and completely rake up your yard, and then they'll take the leaves to you to be composted.
Is that right? That is true.
Got it. Remind us how we can sign up for that.
So if you just go to junocompost.com, right at the top of the website, it says Rake Request. And so when you click on Rake Request, it'll ask you for your name, your address, and an estimation of how many leaves you have. You know, if you'll have one bag or if you'll have a whole truckload, just so we know how to prepare when we send our crew out. And you don't need to be there. You can, we're going to be leaving notes for people who aren't home and say, okay, we raked four bags and here's a stamped envelope. Please send us a donation. Or you can be there too.
Okay. And if somebody brings you leaves to your site, they can do that as well, right?
That is an option as well. Yeah. And that's a free drop-off program. It's self-serve. So if you just drive to our site, there'll be a big enter here sign, and drive in there and you'll see a sign that says leaves, and then just dump them there.
What kind of bags should those leaves be in?
Oh, that is a great question, because I don't take plastic bags. And so the really cool thing is, if you go to a lot of the garden centers around town, they have these really nifty bags. They're 30-gallon paper bags, and they're really thick, several layers, and they can hold 30 gallons or 50 pounds. And so if you rake your leaves into there, you can just chuck the bags in the pile and walk away.
Nice.
And the bags will compost too.
Lisa, I wish we had more time today, but we're running out. For more information on all of this, where should we go?
JunoCompost.com. And we also have a Facebook page with lots of information there.
Lisa, thank you so much. Anything else you want to add?
No, just give a rake request and get some hockey players into your yard this weekend.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Hello out there, we're on the air, it's hockey night tonight. Tension grows, the whistle blows, and the puck goes down the ice. The goalie jumps and the players bump, and the fans all go insane. Someone roars, Bobby scores at the good old hockey game. Oh, the good old hockey game is the best game you can name. And the best game you can name.